Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials say 235 people have been killed by suspected militants. Happened in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. This man was at the mosque when the attack took place.
It's very sad. It's pathetic. It's unhumanitic. It doesn't represent any sort of Islamic principles or Islamic faith. Islam doesn't allow anyone to kill anyone to harm.
No group claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in the region. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. President Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a horrible and cowardly terrorist attack on innocent and defenseless worshippers. President Trump told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the United States will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Turkey, the U.S., and the European Union also consider the PKK, of which the YPG are affiliated, to be a terrorist group. The U.S. sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force combating the Islamic State. The politically fraught trial of a Turkish-Iranian businessman accused of running a multi-billion-dollar scheme to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran gets underway next week, but it is widely expected to start without the main suspect, Reza Zarab. 33-year-old multimillionaire of dual Iranian-Turkish citizenship has business interest in Turkey and the United Arab Emirates, as well as ties to the governments of Turkey and Iran. He was arrested last year in the U.S. and charged with trying to evade those U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly four decades has taken office, replacing Robert Mugabe, who ruled the country for 37 years and was forced to resign as president earlier in the week. We get more now from VOA's Anita Powell in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
Zimbabwe's new leader was sworn in Friday in a pomp-filled, exuberant ceremony filled with music, dancing, dignitaries, and promises from new president Emmerson Mnangagwa.
I, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, swear that as President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
President Mnangagwa won't have time to rest on his laurels and celebrate winning the job he clearly eyed for decades while serving as Mugabe's right-hand man. He will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Spanish officials telling VOA covert attempts by Russia to support Catalonia's bid for independence using disinformation and cyber attacks to support separatists may be part of a long-term strategy to penetrate and gain control not only of Spain's wealthy northeastern region, but other parts of Europe. Spain and NATO are investigating, and Russia is denying the accusations. London police found no casualties after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later said they had not located any trace of suspects or evidence of shots fired or casualties. Videos posted on social media showed a rush of people leaving the area around the subway. British Prime Minister Theresa May is stepping up her lobbying efforts to broaden Brexit negotiations with the European Union to future relations and trade, as the talks are bogged down on preliminary issues.
And I'm also here to say again that the United Kingdom is unconditionally committed to continuing to play our leading role in maintaining Europe's security. We may be leaving the European Union, but we're not leaving Europe.
Prime Minister May also said she will hold meetings in Brussels, including one with the EU Council President. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.